Unit 41. Harry Houdini, famous as America's greatest escape artist, faced one of his most arduous challenges. Surely this escape would be impossible. No one had ever escaped from the Karet, a 6-foot square of steel used in old Russia to transport criminals from Moscow to Siberia. "If you cannot get out," said the chief of the secret police, "we will have to ship you 2,000 miles to Siberia. Only the prison governor there has a key to open the lock." Houdini entered the covered Karet. Not a sound came from the handcuffed and chained magician inside the cage. Finally, after 28 minutes, the American staggered out. The seal on the door had not been disturbed, and the handcuffs and chains rested on the floor. To this day, no one knows how Harry Houdini escaped from the Karet in Moscow over 80 years ago. His secret died with him in 1926. Unit 42. In 1896, the Olympic Games were reinitiated in Greece after not having been held for more than 1,500 years. The squad representing the United States was small, only 14 contestants in all. When the American athletes arrived in Naples, Italy, on April 1st, they were told that the competitions would begin on April 6th, not on April 18th, as they had thought. The only way for the Americans to arrive on time was by sailing at once in a small boat. They arrived in Greece on April 5th, with only 10 hours to reach Athens. They got to the stadium just as the first event was to begin. James B. Connolly of Harvard hurried to the starting line and won the event. He became the first Olympic winner in more than 15 centuries. The American team, though exhausted, went on to win 9 gold medals in the 10 events in which they competed.